Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN as we find out what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrio with us, as she is always. And Andrea, welcome in. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And we've got lots of things going on, actually, at the shelter. We, of course, had quite a few animals here recently, and seems like we're adding to the list here constantly.
Yeah, you know, a busy shelter. We're glad to be able to be there and be of service for the animals and the people, but we'd also prefer to not be as busy as we are. So that's why we're putting the word out. We appreciate the time to be on air and let our listeners know that we need some adoptions to happen. So thanks for helping us get the word out. I guess we'll get to it and let people know. And of course, if you're listening, feel free to tell your friends as well. And this is online, so spread the word. We really want to get these animals adopted. So the animals we have available right now for dogs, we have five, actually. Bella, she's we talked about her last week. She's 5.5 months old. She's that dachshund mix. Don't really know exactly what she's mixed with. But, you know, they say, oh, you want a lap dog. She's so cute and tiny. She's like half of a lap dog. I mean, she will take up half of your lap. It's wonderful. They're just so cute, these little dogs. And she's very friendly and sweet. She loves to cuddle. So Bella would be a good choice for somebody who wants a little dog. Next up, we have Bree. She's a mixed breed. We think she's some kind of terrier. She's about a year old, so healthy, plenty of life ahead of her. She gets along with other dogs, which is an important consideration for people. When I look at her, she kind of reminds me a little bit of Benji. You know, I'm dating myself here, but the old Benji movie, she kind of reminds me a little bit of Benji. So she's just a cutie, just a real sweet, happy-go-lucky, friendly terrier mix. Next, we have Nayla, and she's a younger dog. So if you're looking for a puppy who's not teeny tiny, but still very young and trainable. She's about 3 or 4 months old. We think she's a Sheltie mix, maybe, but you can't really be sure. She's mostly white, and she's got some beautiful kind of orange tan on her face. She's very, very pretty, and she's also very smart. You know, some of these breeds of dogs can be amazingly smart. For all we know, she could be the next dog that's going to go on TV and, you know, surprise people and make millions of dollars. We just don't know. You know, they could be at the shelter right now. New up this week, then, we also have two new dogs that we've gotten this week. Prudence, she's a female black lab, and she's house trained and loves to go on walks. And those are two of the best things about dogs, right? So the hard work of house training her is already done, and she loves to be a companion and go on walks. She's about 2 years old, young and healthy, and she's just got those typical black lab eyes. You could just get lost in them. She's such a pretty girl. Then we have Thor, and Thor was left at the shelter. He is about a year old, another young, healthy dog. He looks to be part Great Dane. He's got kind of some of the typical features of a Great Dane, very stately and regal looking. He's also house trained, which helps a lot, but he is not as big as a Great Dane. So if you wanted the characteristics and the looks of a Dane without the size of a Dane, Thor would be a really good choice for you. He is a very regal dog, but he's also just a little on the goofy side still, which makes him a lot of fun. So that's what we have for dogs right now.
All right. So a lot going on there, and a pretty wide range of kind of types of dogs that maybe you're looking for. So hopefully a good option that matches up there with you. And kind of got the same thing going on here on the cat side as well.
Yeah, we have three adult cats right now that are available for adoption, and they range in personality. I mean, every cat is different, every dog is different, all people are different. But it's funny sometimes the differences just in the ones we have in the shelter. We have Gizmo. He is super friendly. He's about 5 months old. I mean, you cannot overstate how friendly this kitty is. He's about 5 months old. He's black and white. He has lots of energy, and he just loves to give attention. You can't even walk by his crate, but what he is just desperate to love you. He just is really, really sweet and gentle. And then there's Hoss. He's a cream-colored male. You know, a young guy, but not a baby anymore. He's very affectionate also, but he's more gentlemanly. You know, he's a little more reserved. So if you want to love him, he'll love you back. If you don't, he's fine with just laying back and relaxing. And then we have Ozzy, also a male, and he's orange and white. He's very, very pretty also. He's pretty laid back. I mean, he can take your love. He can take a nap. Either way, it's fine with him. So these are the adult cats we have available. I know we've been talking for several weeks also about the kittens. And some have been spoken for, but some have not. It's just kitten mania at the shelter right now. They're everywhere. And they're just adorable. They really are. But in addition to the two batches of kittens that we had before that are almost ready to be adopted, we also had a mama cat just have new kittens this week. So if you didn't get a chance to speak up on these kittens, kittens, but you think later in the summer you're going to want some. The good news is we'll have kittens then again. So it's good news for anybody who wants to adopt a kitten, but I would put a reminder out there to spay or neuter your animals, please. Yeah. So that, I mean, you know, kittens can be, they're wonderful and we want to get them all adopted, but too many is too many. And mm-hmm. so we'd really prefer not to have more mama cats come in. So please spay and neuter your animals to help with that problem.
All right, a good thing to keep in mind there for folks. And, well, hopefully that all these animals have an opportunity to find someone that fits them well here and get a new home. If you are looking to go see those animals and you got that kitten fix you need to get in there, then where do you need to go to the shelter?
Absolutely. We're located on the northwest edge of town on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd with the wastewater treatment plant. The hours for the shelter are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to 12:30.
All right. And cost as well, you know, it's something that folks, I'm sure, are, you know, always thinking of. And, you know, it's going to be something that's going to cost you a lot less to do it this way and go help out an animal. It's just an all around good experience, and it's not going to be a lot out of your pocket.
Absolutely. I don't know a cheaper way that you could go. It's $10 for a cat and $25 for a dog. Of course, you do have to get them spayed or neutered, but some of these animals already are, which takes a little bit of the cost out of it. But even if you have to do those expenses, it's still a very, very affordable way to find a companion and also give a home to an animal that really needs one.
All right. And of course, the shelter staff do a great job of working all the time, you know, with these animals to prepare them for adoption if they're not already there. And it's going to be a pleasant experience for you, too, if you go down there and adopt an animal. And we do want to remind folks as well that they can also find information in some other routes as well if they're not going to go down to the shelter.
If you're an internet person, which I guess a lot of people are these days, you can go on petfinder.com and type in the Atlantic zip code to see more information. Or if you're on Facebook, you can just find our page at Atlantic Animal Shelter.
All right, so lots of options this week. We really encourage folks to get into the shelter and see all these animals that are currently available, and hopefully we can find them some homes. Andrea, we appreciate your time here again this week.
Thank you, and when you go to get your kitten fix, make sure to tell the staff you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That'll do it for Leash on Life.